Turn to Proverbs chapter 11. Proverbs chapter 11, and I am going to do just a little bit of review. We are kind of in the middle of a series within a series. I don't know how else to say it. We've been teaching on the topic of wisdom, taught several weeks on what wisdom is. Wisdom, I'll give you a quick definition, is the ability to see life as God sees it. Looking at life through God's eyes. When you start viewing life through God's eyes, the Christian life becomes much easier. I was talking to a lady at the doctor's office today, and she asked me a question about our church and why we do certain things. And I said, ma'am, I said, you're looking at it through the wrong eyes. You're looking at it through yours and not God's. And when I said that, she said, nobody's ever said that before to me. I said, well, look at it from God's point of view, not yours. She said, now that puts a whole different spin on things. I said, yes, ma'am, that's how we try to look at life. And that's what wisdom is. It's trying to see life through God's eyes, through his point of view. Now, wisdom is not one of those things that once you get it, you have it forever. I've likened it into buying a stove or refrigerator. You don't buy it and then don't think about it for another 20 years till you're ready for another one. Wisdom is something that once you use it, it's gone. You've got to get it again. You've got to keep getting it. It's a commodity that's constantly being used. It's very much like being a conduit or a pipe. It's like the faucet. You open it up and what was in there comes out, but it's got to be replaced. And that's much like what wisdom is. And not all the time are wise people constantly doing wise things. I used the illustration of Samson and David and Moses and others. Wise people don't always use the wisdom available to them. And I'm going to kind of catch you up here. The last couple weeks we've been talking about characteristics of unwise people. You say, well, we're studying wisdom. Yes, but in order to go to heaven, you have to understand you're a sinner. You have to know what sin is. And for you to be a wise person, you're supposed to be around wise people and not be around unwise people, not fellowship with unwise people. And so you must know who those unwise people are, A, so you're not around them, and B, so you don't become like them. So I have 42 points. We're not going to cover them all tonight, and we haven't covered them all in 2 weeks. But let me just run through these real quick. Wise people hate knowledge. Unwise people hate knowledge. I'm hurrying too fast. Unwise people do not choose the fear of God. Unwise people reject godly counsel. Unwise people destroy themselves and those around them. Unwise people speak froward things. Unwise people rejoice in doing evil. Unwise people look at shame as a promotion. Unwise people don't rest until they destroy what they don't agree with. Unwise people try to flatter you with words. Unwise people are always speaking close to destruction. Unwise people hide hatred in lies. And number 12, unwise people see hurting other people as fun. And last week, the last point I gave you, unwise people have shortened days. Now, this is not just in reference to the spiritual life. You'll find out, I'll use this a lot at work, school, wherever you're at. These characteristics apply across the board. That's what I want you to understand. In tonight's lesson, though it's not in a tight-knit package, I'm just going to give you a bunch of principles as it comes through in the book of Proverbs. It's not put together in a pretty package. I think it's important information for you. And I think I can help you. Proverbs chapter 11, look at verse number 23. And keep your Bibles open because we are going to try to zoom through a bunch of these tonight. And I think I can help you. Proverbs chapter 11, verse number 23. The desire of the righteous is only good, but the expectation of the wicked is wrath. The next point is this. Unwise people have their guard up. Unwise people always have their guard up. Can I tell you something? People that are unwise, because they're constantly looking to hurt or destroy someone else, that means they think everybody thinks the way they think. So they're always on guard. Because they've done so many rough things, they've always got that little edge about them. Did you ever work with somebody that was, they were just a pain in the neck to work with? They were always criticizing the boss, criticizing everybody else. And did you ever watch somebody walk up to them and they have this edge about them, like, okay, they're always on guard? That is exactly what the Bible talks about in an unwise person. They expect wrath because they think with wrath. They expect evil because they think with evil. They expect destruction because they speak with destruction. They expect frowardness because they speak and think with frowardness. It's amazing. They're the ones that always have controversy. They're the ones that always have battles going on around them. Unwise people don't have peace. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. You know, I've fought a lot of battles, but you know, they've never been battles I've chosen to fight just because I like fighting. I'll fight over this book any day of the week. I'll promise you. I'll stand for right no matter what. But I don't have a lot of conflict going on around me constantly. I wish you could be around the office sometime. It's peaceful. As long as Mrs. Barnes is not there. No, you're going to pay for that when you know that, don't you? All right. But there's not a lot of conflict. You don't have to have conflict constantly going on. You know, you don't have to have conflict constantly going on in a home. I realize as your children are young and they're learning to get along with one another, and until you get their wheels broken, there's conflict, but it's not as constant as you think it is. You go from beating them three times a day to once a day, and you're happy, amen? Then you get down to about once every couple days, and then it's once a week, and then it's once every other week, and finally you get to a point where you've had more good days than bad days in a row. You say, what is that? That's maturing. And by the way, a child is unwise. That's why a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. You let a child alone long enough, and they are going to cause problems for you. You know, you don't have to teach a child to do wrong. They figure it out all on their own. You have to teach them to be wise, because the lack of wisdom is born naturally in a man or a woman. Okay? So, unwise people, the Bible says here that, verse 23, but the expectation of the wicked is wrath. They expect wrath. They expect anger. They don't know how to handle things that are handled wisely. Matter of fact, they're usually put out when somebody handles something wisely. I worked with someone one time, and it was funny. One of the guys there, constantly after some of us that were working hard, and the one guy came up and he said, Bush, don't you ever get mad? I said, I do, but not at the things you get mad at. He said, doesn't that make you mad that guy? I said, doesn't make me happy. I said, I'll just work hard enough to prove that he was wrong. He said, I don't understand. Why do you do that? I said, what good's it going to do for me to get mad? Is it going to change anything? No. I said, I'll just work harder, prove him wrong. That'll make him madder. I said, that'll make him more angry than it will me getting upset. I said, if I get upset, I'm playing his game. He's going to play my game. Amen. All right, number 15. Take Proverbs chapter 12, verse number 6. Proverbs 12, 6. The words of the wicked are to lie in wait for blood, but the mouth of the upright shall deliver them. Unwise people live for revenge. Oh, my soul, look at me, look at me, look at me. The Bible says here that the words of the wicked are to lie in wait for blood. I like hunting. I enjoy deer hunting, turkey hunting. If it's legal to shoot and it's done in the right season, I'm for it. Amen. I enjoy it. Something about deer hunting, you have to lie in wait for blood. You don't just walk out in the field and say, oh, there's five deer. Let's walk up to them, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, I want you, and we're going to take you. It doesn't work that way. I've been hunting an awful lot, and you gotta know where they're moving and where they move in and out of, and you gotta get close enough, but not too close that they either hear, see, or smell you. You've got to be more wary than they are, and everything has to be just right, especially if you're bow hunting. Rifle hunting, you can make some mistakes. Bow hunting, there's no room for mistake. You got to be within about 30, 40 yards of that critter or less. And you've got to have a clear opening, and you've got to plan it. Can I tell you something? There are people that are evil. They plan being angry and revenge. They measure and judge every word to twist it for their benefit. They listen to everything you say. They'll hear one part of what you say, twist it, and say, "Didn't you just say that?" They're looking to try to twist you up and try to snare you in your own words. Can I tell you something? Those are evil people. Do you know, I am not out to hurt anybody. By the way, I'm going to make a statement here. Evil people are patient. They'll wait long enough to get the advantage they need. I know people that have planned evil that have taken 2, 3, 4 years to plan evil before their plan actually came to fruition. Look how long the devil waits to get you. Some of you have allowed the devil to get you, and it took a long time, but he got you. He watched your weakness. There's a buck hanging on my wall in my office. I watched that stupid deer for a year. I knew that deer. My dad saw that deer one night with a gun in his hand, couldn't get a clear shot. Thank God. I got him instead. But one day, he stepped out and made a mistake. Say, what'd you do? Did you pull the trigger right away? Nope, I waited. I let him out in that field for 10 minutes. You say, why? I wanted him comfortable. I was hoping he'd walk a little closer. He was 280 yards away. He didn't walk closer. He decided to walk away from me. And it was then or never. Say, what happened? I let him make his mistake. I was lying in wait for blood. And I got it. Can I tell you something? If somebody's hurt you, somebody's been mean to you, somebody's been evil to you, the worst thing you can do is plan to get them back. When you plan, I'm going to make this statement, when you plan to get somebody back, you've allowed bitterness and evil in your heart to rule over mercy and grace. There is nobody in this world that has ever attacked me, that has ever said anything wrong or done something to hurt me, that I have not forgiven them for. That doesn't mean I trust them, but there's not an enemy in this world I have that I am their enemy. They may be mine, but I am not theirs. I can put my head down tonight in total peace. There is absolutely not one human being in the world I don't have peace with. Now, wait a minute. There's a lot of people out there I don't agree with. There's a lot of people out there that hate my insides. That's okay. They've been hating them for a long time. They'll probably hate them a lot longer. Say, what is that? I don't need to hate them. Me planning how to get back at them is evil. Why should I come down to where they are and do what they do? Let me say it this way. Why do you want to become like your attacker? Why do you want to use the evil methods to get back at people that have been evil to you? By the way, these are the kind of people that will manipulate people. Oh, they use people. They'll prod people. They'll train people. They'll coach people. They'll get them on their side. They know where people are weak, and they'll use that weakness as their strength. They know where they're strong, and they'll guide them in a way, and they'll get everything just right so that they can strike. Those are unwise people. All right, I got to move on. Proverbs chapter 12, verse number 12. And boy, did I want to stay on that one a while, but I won't. Proverbs 12, verse number 12. The wicked desireth the net of evil men, but the root of the righteous yieldeth fruit. The wicked is snared by the transgression of his lips, but the just shall come out of trouble. Number 16, unwise people are opportunists. They are merely opportunists. I'm going to use a little bit of a farming theme to this point here. I think I can help you understand it. They want to pick the fruit without planting the crop. Unwise people, they want to take the farm from the farmer and then brag about how productive they are that season. Did you catch that? They're the kind of people that when they attack in such a way that they steal the productivity of someone else and claim it as their own productivity. Boy, have you ever worked around somebody like that? Oh, my soul. Nothing worse than watching somebody else get all the credit for what you did and lie about it. Say, what do? I just let them wag their tongue. Unwise people are not builders. But, listen to this, unwise people have to attach to builders to look successful. Unwise people have to attach themselves to wise people to look successful. I'm very careful with Grace Baptist Church and the influences we have. I know some preachers that are dry, dead, and dusty that 50 years ago they may have been good, but they've changed, and now they're trying to attach back with people that are just like me. Guess what? They're not attaching to me. I was at the doctor's office today. And the lady says, I hear you're a preacher. I said, yes, ma'am. She said, what church? I told her. She said, now, what kind of Baptist are you? She said, independent, Southern Baptist, free will. She named a few other. I said, ma'am, I'm old-fashioned, independent, fundamental. She said, oh, hellfire, damnation? I said, you guessed her, Chester. She looked at me. She said, I'm an old Southern Baptist. I said, you can get forgiven. She looked at me and started laughing. We began to talk a little bit. I gave her a gospel track. She is saved. But she's interested. You say, we started talking. She said, you don't appear that way. I said, you don't have to have a bad spirit to preach against sin. Yes, that's good. And she looked at me. She said, you're one of the kindest people I've ever met. I said, thank you. She said, but most hellfire damnation people, preachers don't have that reputation. I said, that's their fault, not mine. I said, do you realize Jesus spoke of hell 8 times as much as he did heaven? What would you call him? I said, and he didn't wiggle when he walked either. She said, I might have to try your church out. I said, come on, you'll enjoy it. Now, wait a minute. Unwise people are not builders. They're leeches. They're like a tick. Did you ever get a tick? A tick is one of those little critters that's about a third of the size of a spider, gets on you and digs into your skin and sucks your blood out and blows up like a balloon. They can't live on their own. They need the blood of something that is alive. Can I tell you something? That's what unwise people are. They go from live thing to live thing. Everywhere they go, there is a path of destruction. Follow them, there's destruction all around. By the way, they blame their failures on the one they tried to destroy. They walk in, just try to destroy someone, and if they fail, they'll blame the one they tried to destroy as their failure. and pardon my illustration here, but it's all George Bush's fault. That mentality is unwise. If you're going to run as president of the United States, don't you think you know what the problems are before you run? Why blame somebody else? And I hate to tell you, and by the way, I didn't agree with George Bush as much as everybody thinks I would. But may I say this, not one person made those decisions. There was a Senate, there was a House of Representatives, and there was a Supreme Court that were over George Bush. So to put it all on one person, that's unwise. I don't care who it was. I don't care if Ronald Reagan said that. Everybody doing all right? Okay, here we go. Let's go to the next point because I could preach there way too long. Proverbs chapter 12, look at verse number 15. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. A fool's wrath is presently known, but a prudent man covereth shame. He that speaketh truth showeth forth righteousness, but a false witness deceit. There is that speaketh like the piercing of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health. Unwise people have to have it their way or no way. Now, please, don't hang me on a cross yet. Listen. There are people that are so unwise that if it's not done their way, it's wrong. Do you know that there's more than one way for you to get home? When I taught a geography class in high school, one of the first projects I made the students do, they had to draw a map from their house to the school, and they had to show me three or four different ways to get there. They had to list all the streets, everything. They had to show me alternate routes. You say, that sounds kind of silly. No, if you're not careful, you think there's only one way to get there. Now, there might be one way that you enjoy most, and there might be one way that's the most direct way. But that doesn't mean there's only one way. There are multiple ways. Do you realize that there are multiple ways to do many things? Ladies, there's multiple ways to cook. There's multiple ways to do laundry. The husband says, just throw them all in at one time. Throw half a box of soap in there, close the lid, and hope it doesn't bubble out. Amen? That's why everything's all one color. But he's colorblind. He doesn't know. He doesn't care. And on he goes. Amen? Doesn't smell like yesterday's dirt. It's okay. Here we go. Oh, wait a minute. There are many ways to do different things. Now, listen to me very carefully. Unwise people will tell you that they're the authority when they're not the authority. It's amazing how many people that... I use Tony down here. He manages one of the McDonald's. It's amazing how many people run a French fry machine know how to run McDonald's. It's hilarious. It's been probably a year ago. I walked into a local fast food store, won't tell you which one, and the person behind the counter had just made a mistake with the person ahead of me. The manager came out, fixed everything, and he said, that guy's an idiot. He shouldn't have done it that way. He should have done this. Right in front of this guy. I got to the counter. He said something again about his boss. I said, where's your boss at? He said, back there. I said, get him for me. I hadn't even placed my order the rest of the way. Manager came out. I said, sir, I told him who I was. I said, I don't know who this is. But you ought to fire him right now. I said, he's done nothing but badmouth you the whole time since you walked away from this counter. I said, I'm a Baptist preacher. I said, I can't stand disloyalty. I said, that is disloyal. I said, unless somebody else takes my order, I'm walking out and not walking back in. I said, because I won't put up with that. He said, you go to my office. He said, sir, let me take your order. I don't know if the guy got fired or not. I don't care. That's wrong. I said, I don't think you ought to have been that bold. I don't think he should have been so stupid. I watched, there was an older fella behind me. He had to be at least 75, amen, Dad? my dad just turned 75 yesterday, so I got to get that dig in there. But this older gentleman was behind me, and I felt this hand touch my shoulder. I thought, oh no, somebody's ticked off. I turned around, he said, way to go. He said, I didn't think anybody in your generation knew how to stand like people in my generation. He said, I'm glad you said it because I was thinking about it. And I said, thank you, sir. He said, I don't know who you are, but I like what you stand for. I gave him a track and we talked a while. May I say something? unwise people got to have it their way, or they start blaming everybody else, and they want to be the authority. It's amazing how many Indians know how the chief ought to run the tribe. And by the way, they'll cut up anybody that doesn't agree with them. It's amazing they have no respect for anybody but themselves. And I hate to say it, these are the kind of people that'll say, oh, you don't need to go see the preacher. You already know what he's going to tell you. Let me tell you what he's going to say. Well, unless you heard, you came to me and asked my advice, you have no business telling somebody else what I say. And by the way, just because I told one person doesn't mean I'm going to tell the other person, because every person's life is different. That doesn't mean counsel is the same for every person. Right. Everybody doing okay?
Yes.
So before you think you know what wise counsel is, you ought to go get it. Number 18, Proverbs chapter 12. Let's look at verse number 23. A prudent man concealeth knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaimeth foolishness. That term proclaimeth foolishness. That means they have to tell everything they know. Unwise people tell everything they know. These are the idiots in churches that believe if somebody commits a, and I'm going to use a quote here, really bad sin, you need to stand them up in front of the church and tell them what that really bad sin was so the whole church can gawk at them. Folks, there's no such thing in Scripture.
Yes. Amen.
Matter of fact, according to Revelation, lying is in the same list as murderers, whoremongers, and idolaters. So I guess everybody that's ever told a lie needs to come up here and let us tell everybody what you lied about, huh?
Right.
And let me just say it this way. What good's it going to do if everybody knew anyway? I am so sick and tired of people saying, well, we got to have church discipline. We got to have church discipline. We got to have church discipline. Can I tell you what church discipline is? Submit to the Holy Spirit of God. When you stand someone up to hurt their reputation and tell everybody what wrong they've done, you have partaken in evil. You are demeaning, denaming, and destroying someone's name. That is evil. Now, if there's a problem with somebody in the church, I work with them. If that doesn't work, I might take the deacons with me and say, now look, folks, our board of men here, they're backing me here. This has got to change. Everybody doing okay?
Yep.
That's what it means, bring it before the church. It doesn't say stand them up in front of the church and tell them all the bad things they've done. Once you get your Catholic blood out of you, who made you Pope anyway? I don't see a $500,000 grapefruit on your head. Folks, telling everybody else's sin is stupid. Well, confess your faults one to another. Notice it says faults, not sins. A fault is not a sin. Look it up sometime. Two totally different things. Doesn't say confess your sins one to another. If you sinned, shut up about it. If you need help with it, come see me. Let me help you with it. But I'm not going to get up and tell everybody. Well, I don't like you because you cover up sin. Aren't you glad the blood of Jesus Christ covers all sin? Get sick and tired of people that want to expose sin and play God. This is a hospital, not a museum. It's a place where people come to get help, not a place where we put things on display. I'm trying to, Donnie. Hang on. You'll have to pardon me. I couldn't think of a better illustration. But people who always need to express their negative and express their evil are like people that get up and puke every day. If you threw up every day, unless you're pregnant, but if you threw up every day, you'd say something is wrong, right? Then why do you let somebody throw up in your ear every day? Why listen to it? Some of you listen to people that express their evil every day. Say, well, I work around it. Tell them to shut up. You say, well, that's not very nice. I'd rather not be very nice and not listen to evil than be nice and listen to evil. Yes, sir. Say, well, you got a bad attitude. I've worked 46 years to get this attitude, and it's hanging in there, amen? My wife's been after me to go see the doctor. I haven't had a checkup in, what, 4, 5, 6, 10, 20 years, something like that. It's been 4 or 5 years. So I walked in. The first thing the doctor says, I see your wife wore you down, huh? So as I was getting ready to leave, I said, so what do you think, doc? And the doctor said, well, strong as a horse and stubborn as a mule. I said, thank you. And on I went. Now, wait a minute. Everything's fine. I'm not in danger of dying anytime sooner than I was earlier this morning, I don't think. Maybe when I get home, I don't know. But, folks, why do we want to listen to all this negative? unwise people have to print all and tell all. The United States media is evil and unwise. We are training people to go do bad things. If you've never read a newspaper from about the turn of the century of the 1900s, find a local newspaper from 1900. You won't find bad things in it. They're talking about good things. And we wonder why America was a little nicer place to live back then. You didn't hear anything about murder. By the way, there were people being murdered back then. The first murder took place right after the Garden of Eden. There's been murder for an awfully long time. Cain killed Abel. You didn't hear anything reported about sodomy. Folks, sodomy's been around a long time. God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, and by the way, brought it to this side of the flood through Noah and Noah's family. It's been around a long time. And it's still wrong. God hated it then, he hates it now. But may I say this, the more we publish it, the more we print it, the more we talk about it, the more they see it on television, we desensitize ourselves to it, to where we see it so much, we get used to it. Boy, what happened to good news? All right, let me go to another one. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 21. Evil pursueth sinners, but to the righteous, good shall be repaid. I love this. Unwise people, watch this, says evil pursueth sinners. Unwise people hunt people down. They target people. The word pursueth means to run after or to hunt or with a hostile intent. Means to hunt with a hostile intent. To chase or to put to flight with a bad intention. Doesn't mean they're just following them. They're following them for evil's sake. Unwise people, and I'll use this term, go on witch hunts. They're out there to snuff something out and bring it out in the open and let everybody know. They make it sound like they're right and the person they're going after is wrong. They make it sound like everyone has a right to know the wrong. Everybody look at me for a moment here. Nobody has the right to know the wrong of everybody else. Nobody. Well, we've got to find out why this person murdered 27 people. No, we need to find out that he did, and according to the scripture, we need to send him to the electric chair or the noose or the firing squad. Period. The why does not matter. Well, we might find out that his daddy didn't take him to enough ball games when he was 8 years old. Folks, I've been to enough ball games that probably took him to too many ball games. It doesn't matter what daddy did when he was 8 years old if he's an adult man making adult decisions, it's his fault. Nobody else is playing. End of discussion. Yeah. I'm 46 years old. The wrong that I do isn't my daddy's fault. It's not my mommy's fault. It's my fault. Yes, America wants to blame everybody else, not themselves. We're so interested in the why and not the what. I was questioned recently. Someone said, well, I don't think churches ought to have promotions at their church and entice people to come with promotion. They'd be coming to church for the wrong reason. What'd you say, Brother Bush? I looked at them and said, I didn't know I prayed to you this morning. And they looked at me. I said, who are you to judge somebody's motive? I said, according to this book right there, you're playing God. Because only God knows why somebody came. I said, let me ask you a question. What's a wrong reason for going to church? I said, I don't care if it's a teenage boy. He saw a girl at that church he liked and he showed up to go to that church. Can I tell you something? At least he's there. I'd rather preach to a jerk in a pew than an empty pew. I'd rather preach to somebody in church that doesn't know why they're there than somebody that's not there. As long as they're there, God has a chance of getting them. Amen. Can I tell you something? We are so interested in being the judge. You're not anybody else's judge. You're a sinner like everybody else. And by the way, so am I. I'm not here to judge you. I heard some idiot preacher say, well, God's using me to purge a situation. The only person in Scripture that ever purged anything was God. It's nobody else's job to purge it, just so you know. They don't look for justice of the evidence. They'll fabricate what evidence they want to make it fit what they need. Yep. Well, we have reliable sources that said, okay, bring them out and let's find out who these reliable sources are. You know, global warming. We have reliable sources. Yeah, they sent 3 ships to the South Pole during their summertime in the South Pole to prove global warming. All 3 of them got stuck in the ice because the ice pack was so thick. You say, well, it was December and January. Yeah, and at the South Pole, that's summertime. The seasons are opposite. You know, the press didn't tell you it's summertime down there. And they got 3 ships stuck in the ice. But we have global warming. Oh, we had a polar vortex. There's no such thing. Look it up. Folks, that is a man-made scare by the media. Now they're saying, I read in the news this week, the allergy season's going to be worse due to the polar vortex this year. Because everything was so late, because it was so cold, everything's blooming all at one time now, and it's going to be so much worse due to the polar vortex. I'd like to find the reporter and choke the person that wrote that. They are so stupid. Okay, I spoke my opinion too much. Here we go. Let me give you 1 or 2 more and we'll be done. Proverbs chapter 14, let's look at verse number 1. Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands. Look at Proverbs chapter 15, verse 20. A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish man despiseth his mother. Unwise people will destroy their own families. Unwise people will destroy their own families. Boys and girls, listen to your preacher for a second. You better keep your mouth shut about talking bad about your mama and your daddy and your brothers and your sisters. You're being unwise. Wisdom says, I don't understand and I don't always agree, but I'll do what they say and I'll figure out the whys later. Boy, that's a good statement. Unwise people handle their own family in an evil way because they often think evil of their own family. We live in a sick society. Men, keep your hands to yourself. I mean, keep your hands to yourself. I've got more respect for a pimp than I do a man that'll hit a woman. Yes, sir. Amen. I do. And I don't say that very often. And I'm for disciplining a child, but let me just say it right here. I don't have much respect for a man that can't control his own temper to the point where he's beating and abusing people. If the only power you have is your fist, you have no manhood. Proverbs chapter 30, look at it once. Surely I am more brutish than any man, but have not the understanding of a man. If the only thing you have is your fist, you're a pretty weak man. Well, I'll just keep everybody under control with my words. Some of you pervert scripture to make people do things that God didn't even intend. Yes, about time some of you wake up. Everybody doing all right? I'm not afraid to say it. Unwise people allow their children and their families to associate with people that will destroy them. Mamas and daddies, protect your kids. By the way, protect yourselves. Why are you around people that are destroying other people? Some of you spend time with people that destroy others, and they're going to destroy your children. And by the way, let me say it this way. Unwise people always move away from biblical separation. Always move away from biblical separation. They'll drop their dress standards. They'll change their music standards. They'll make their education more like the world and less like God. They become modern and preppy. Everybody doing all right? I've watched it a long time. I've watched churches change for the last 35 years. I've watched them go through this modernism kick, and it's predictable. They get somebody in there that wants to improve and change, look out. That little lady sitting behind the desk at the doctor's office today. Oh, you're an old-fashioned hellfire damnation, huh? Yes, ma'am. I took that as a badge of honor, not criticism. By the way, I don't have a bad spirit about it. Be careful. Unwise people will even destroy their own families. Girls, someday you're going to date a boy. Well, you better date a man, not a boy. But when you date that young man, watch how he talks about his mama. Yes. How he talks about his mama is how he's going to treat you. Fellas, you watch how she talks about her daddy. How she talks about her daddy's how she's going to treat you. Oh, I can't believe my dad. He's just so stupid. Guess what? She's going to call you that someday. She will. Promise you. It's coming. Okay, let me give you one more and I'll be done. Proverbs chapter 14. Let's look at verse number 3. In the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise shall preserve them. Unwise people have a rod of pride in their mouth. Now, the word rod literally in the Hebrew means paddle. They have a paddle of pride in their mouth. They are beating people with their own pride. Everything revolves around them and theirs. Folks, unwise people, it's their way or no way. And they're going to tell you in no uncertain terms and beat you till you do it their way. They set themselves up as the standard of all truth and what is right. It's amazing. I've worked with people that it was either the way they did it and they broke the record and they did this and they did that. And if you don't do it this way, you're not going to make it far here. If they could make it so far, why are they still working where you're working? We think, well, they've been there a long time. There's a reason they've been there a long time and are still working at entry level. Everybody doing okay? They're the kind of people that as long as you agree with them, you're on the in crowd. But if you disagree with them, you're a nobody. everybody look at me for just a moment. Nobody is going to agree 100% all the time with somebody. Matter of fact, you don't even agree with you 100%. Right. If you ever changed your mind on something? Yeah, I know, ladies. You changed it 6 times today on what to wear. Okay. You didn't even agree with you. You probably put 4 of the 6 outfits on. Now, wait a minute. If you don't even agree with you all the time, how could somebody else agree with you all the time? Right. By the way, they use their mouth all the time. Notice it says, in the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride. Let me say it this way. I guess I'm getting old. Shut up. But I guess I've lived enough life now, and I'm still learning, trust me. There's a lot yet to learn. But I've gotten to the point where people that talk a big talk don't impress me. They really don't. I'll use this. I love and I respect my mom and dad more than any two people on the face of the earth. My dad has taught me many, many, many things. He's taught me to respect every position of authority, but he's also taught me you don't look up at anybody and don't look down at anybody. You look everybody square in the eyeball. My dad was meeting with Brother Hiles one day. I worked on staff at the time. He and his pastor were meeting with Brother Hiles. I was nervous. Say why? Because my dad and Brother Hiles hadn't met before, and I wasn't sure what my dad was going to say about me. He knew more than I wanted anybody else to know. They walked in and his pastor was scared to death. My dad, he's just my dad, coasting through. Something came up and he said, "Aren't you scared?" He said, "No, sir. You put your pants on the same way I do, one leg at a time." My dad's attitude was that way. He and Brother Hiles got along great. He said, "So, you're Brother Bush's son, or dad." He said, "Can't you straighten him out?" He said, "I sent him up here. You hadn't done no better than I have." That's where it started, and I wasn't even there. Wait a minute. I was taking Brother Hiles to the airport or was with him a little bit later, and he mentioned my dad, and he said, I like him. He said, "Common man, hardworking, principled man." He said, "Brother Craig," he said, "your daddy's taught you right." He said, "You follow that." I said, "Brother Hiles, if I could be half the man my dad is, I think I'd be successful." He said, "I agree." And I said, "Why do you say that?" He said, "Your dad's not intimidated, but he's respectful." He's not intimidated, but he's respectful. People that talk with their mouth all the time are trying to intimidate you. People that are intimidators, I like getting right in their face. They don't bother me. Say why? Because if you get in their face and intimidate them, they go barking away. They're not used to somebody standing up to them. You say why? Because they got a paddle in their mouth called pride. I like reaching and grabbing their tongue and beating them with their own tongue. Amen? It's long enough. Folks, you don't have to be intimidated by people that are unwise. You have the word of God to help you. Amen? All right. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I've talked long enough tonight. I know it's not a cohesive type message. A bunch of points, but I think they're practical enough to help you in your life. I really believe that we ourselves ought to strive to be wise. I also believe that we ourselves ought to be striving not to be around unwise people. Maybe there's somebody at work, maybe somebody at school, maybe how you handle yourself at home, maybe even with church folks or friends. I don't know the need.